The report of increased U.S. military strikes was welcomed by some in Yemen, who have feared the growing influence of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and other militant Islamist groups. The New York Times, quoting unidentified U.S. officials, said Washington resumed the airstrikes in recent weeks, fearing Yemen's leadership crisis would allow militants to make headway. Yemeni journalist and political analyst Nasser Arabia says, with President Ali Abdullah Saleh in Saudi Arabia for treatments of wounds from an attack last Friday, the timing makes sense, especially in the south.
It's getting worse there because Abyan in particular and Ja'ar in more particular is the stronghold of the jihadists. And what happened in Zanzibar is that they declared it the second Islamic Emirate after Ja'ar. Al-Qaeda now is exploiting the unrest in the country, in the whole country, not only in the south. What is happening now is that they are making some gains.
Arabia argues that now is a good time to strike these forces, whether by the Yemeni government or the United States. Yemen's defense ministry said Thursday that its forces had killed 12 militants in these southern areas, although in the past it has overstated its claims as the government tried to prove itself a strong counter-terrorist ally. Arabia says he's inclined to believe the latest report.
It's difficult to say how many, but it's sure that dozens were killed from both sides. And this is very possible because there was very fierce fighting over the last 2 days.
The jihadist offensive comes against a backdrop of anti-government political protests, which began 4 months ago. The calls for President Saleh's ouster turned violent in recent weeks as tribal opponents of the government and other armed groups joined the fray. In the capital Sana'a, an uneasy truce is holding between forces of the Al-Ahmar clan and the government. But pressure continues to build for the interim government to move beyond Mr. Saleh's presidency and form a transitional council. Protester Tariq Saeed was among the demonstrators out in force Thursday. Saeed rejected reports from Saudi and Yemeni officials that Mr. Saleh's condition is improving, saying the demonstrators don't care. He said the most important point is that the president has left the country and is finished, as he put it. Now, he added, is the time to look to building a new future. But the political reforms envisioned by the protesters would seem unattainable as long as al-Qaeda and other jihadists continue to expand their influence. U.S. officials have spoken of the imperative of battling the militants. So far, the success of the reported stepped-up campaign of airstrikes is unclear. A U.S. drone attack last month targeted the Yemeni-American al-Qaeda leader Anwar al-Awlaki, but missed. While the New York Times says another U.S. airstrike last Friday killed a mid-level al-Qaeda operative in southern Yemen. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.